It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two in Tucker State, being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, we've got a deal for you, our listeners from GoPSURV.com, and here it is. For the first two games of the 2019 season, that's the opener versus Idaho and the second game with Buffalo, you buy an RV for either game and you get a second one free for the same game. That's right. Invite more friends, more family for twice as much fun. Go with the buy one, get one free deal, and a 409 tailgate club meal for everyone in your party is guaranteed. The deal's good through the end of June and would make a great Father's Day present. Visit GoPSURV.com or reach out to Mark at GoPSURV.com directly at 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Okay, we are going to put a lid on the 2019 recruiting rankings as Ross put them together, about two, three months ago? I think the email was from March when you put it together.
Yeah, and here's what's important. By the way, this summer, I got to give my initial thoughts on all the 2020 commits so far, right, especially since
there's 11 of them now.
Yeah, I think, 10 and a half are linemen. So I need to give my thoughts on those guys, 10 and a half of their 11 commits are linemen. And then next week, I am going to redo my rankings. Gotcha. Because remember, these rankings are based on my initial impression of watching these guys. So I think Keaton Ellis, it was like a sophomore video. A lot of these guys, it was their junior video. But then when we do these ranks, so I do the rankings based on that. But then when we're going through each week and you're asking me about the guys, I go back and watch their senior videos. Some guys got better. Some guys didn't. Some guys got a lot better. Some guys really didn't. And so it makes a big difference. So my rankings are going to change.
A little flip-flopping coming, I think, from old Ross next week.
I think
you know what's really interesting, by the way?
And a flopping.
You know what's really interesting? I think that's a really good lesson for coaches and recruiting because they don't even look at senior video anymore. You know, if you look at Penn State, they're offering 2021s who are 10th graders right now and 2022s who are 9th graders right now. And that makes sense because if you're like a D1 freak show Penn State type of guy, you're probably going to play in 9th or 10th grade and be really good and have that physical ability and whatever. But they don't even watch senior video. And I'm just telling you, I wonder if there's an edge there. Now, you don't want to be the school that like I know some schools that they try to wait to offer until at least they've seen your junior video.
Right.
Because it might be a lot different than sophomore video. You know, there are some schools out there that once they see your senior video, they stop calling you or talking to you, even though you've already committed, because they want you to get the hint that they don't really want you anymore.
Right.
But they don't want to say that to you. So anyway, I think there's some lessons there.
I feel like that's something that Jim Harbaugh would do. Like if he got somebody early and then he's like, we don't really want you. So he just shuns you for like 11 straight months.
Got a feeling Jim Harbaugh might do wrong. That's definite Jim Harbaugh would do. All right. Let's review the list real quick before we get to the final two. 23 to number three. Here we go. Anthony Wiggin, Joseph Darkwa, TJ Jones, Daquan Hardy, Noah Kane, Smith Vilbert, Marquise Wilson, Salim Wormley, Keaton Ellis, Joey Porter, Devon Ellis, Jaquan Brisker, John Dunmore, Brenton Strange, Taquan Roberson, Hakeem Beeman, Tyler Rudolph, Michael Johnson Jr., Devin Ford, Adisa Isaac, and number three was Lance Dixon. So that brings us to number two is offensive guard Caden Wallace, 6'5". 291-pound four-star from the Hunt School in Princeton, New Jersey. Wallace is the number three ranked guard in the 2019 class. Overall in the country, he's number two player out of New Jersey and is a top 100 player overall nationally. He was one of 11 January enrollees this year.
And I got to be honest with you, I'm not really sure, other than I think it's what he played as a junior, I'm not sure why people are looking at him as a guard. Like, I would try him out at tackle. Do you know where they had him in the spring, Bob? Was it all guard or did they have him out tackle?
I don't think they have really made a decision on him yet. I think he's one of those guys. They don't they believe in versatility and they try and train players out at multiple positions. So if what Ross says is true, I would imagine they would do that.
Well, I'm just saying I would put him at tackle, at least start, and see how he handles it. He moves very, very well. I love his initial quickness off the ball. He's long. He's 6'5 with long arms. He's not like your big road grader type already where he's 320, 325. He has length. He showed good patience, you know, as a pass protector. I'd give him a shot. I don't know why, you know, usually your guards, okay, are going to be the kids that are like 6'3", maybe 6'4", 315, 320, and they're just, bam, coming off the ball, knocking people back, really physical. That's not Caden Wallace. Now, what I love about Caden Wallace is he's always in balance. He's always under control. He beats people with quickness, and he does a terrific job upon contact of running his feet. He is a really, really high-level prospect. He shows a high propensity to finish on his video, moves extremely well. And this one's a little different than a lot of the ones we usually do because I've actually had a chance to talk to him.
I was at the Army All-American Bowl.
He was very impressive there. Like a really terrific parent. His mom's like a professor or something in the neurology department at Princeton. So we never overlapped.
You never made it over there?
I never even went near the neurology building. Those people are all way, 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 way smarter than me. But you can just tell he comes from a great family, that he's been raised the right way. And I was just really impressed talking to him. So maybe that affects my rankings a little bit because I think he's the only one of these kids I've actually met. But he was very, very impressive. He just talked to you kind of like Sean Clifford, like where it's like, wow, this guy already gets it. This guy's already – and he goes to school like the Hunt School, goes to a good school. But he's a high-level athlete with terrific intangibles who I think they should start out at offensive tackle. If that doesn't work out, you can always move him into guard. But he's got great quickness and does a great job of always staying in balance. I thought he was really impressive.
The only thing I wanted to ask you was maybe he was regarded as, you know, ranked as a guard and saw as a guard because I thought he was so north-south in his run blocking. He was so good at making the other guy go south while he's coming from the north. He was so good at that, and that's a key in the modern game in run blocking is to be able to get guys from going laterally to keep them going north-south. And I thought that was one of his exceptional. Is that a basis of strength, too? I know the kids are playing against matter.
Yeah, I think, Andy, if memory serves, I think he played guard as a sophomore, maybe even as a junior.
Correct.
And you saw him pull a lot, and you see the run blocking, and I just think people thought, oh, he's going to be a heck of a guard. But I think he's a tackle. I mean, Ryan Bates played guard. No, he didn't. Ryan Bates played tackle at Archbishop Wood. But they literally ran the ball every play. I love Archbishop Wood. So I just think Caden Wallace is that kind of guy. And we got to do your thinger. And then Bob's going to get mad because we don't have much time for Brandon Smith.
We're coming to you
from shocking. It's just shocking.
We have almost 4 minutes. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, number one on the list is linebacker Brandon Smith, 6'3", 231-pound, five-star from Lucia County High School in Mineral, Virginia, number one ranked linebacker in the country, number one ranked player from Virginia, number 18 overall. He was also a January enrollee.
Where is that, Bob? It's like Norfolk?
That is in the – I went down to see him for his signing day. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not by Norfolk. I'm trying to think of, like, the where the nearest – it was, like, every bit, I think, of, like, 4 or 5 hours, and it's just – it's in the country.
Did you go down 81?
I want to say it's – I think it's about an hour and change away from Charlottesville, like, east, I think it was. But it's –
oh,
you're just surrounded by trees, deer, and then this school pops up. And then you see a five-star linebacker playing for a team that – he's got a younger brother, by the way, that also might be, when all is said and done, as good as him. How about that?
And so I think one point I want to make here, and we'll talk about it more in quarter four when we talk about Julian Fleming, his decision from a lot of different angles. But, you know, people don't talk about how Penn State stole the best player in Virginia from Virginia Tech in Virginia.
Right.
A five-star player. You know what I mean? Like, they get upset when a Pennsylvania guy leaves, and rightfully so, especially when he goes to Ohio State, and rightfully so. But that's just one point I would mention is, like, Penn State got Lance Dixon from Michigan. Penn State got Brandon Smith from Virginia. So, anyway, he's phenomenal. He is huge. You know, every bit of the size that you mentioned, which is, I think, is rare size for a high school linebacker. He basically is the same size as Micah Parsons was, although Micah was considered a D-end in high school,
right,
who they moved to linebacker. And then he just moves so well at that size. Like, he's got cat-like quickness when he moves around. He's very fluid and agile, especially laterally. And then when he sees it and sees who has it, he runs them down and showed unbelievable ability to not only make physical tackles, but at times on his tape, you see him take on a lineman or a blocker and knock them down before he makes the plays. And there's at least 5 to 10 strips where he strips the ball, punches it out, or comes over the top and tomahawks it out, which that's what college coaches are looking for. Guys that show a propensity to make those splash game-changing plays. He's very, very impressive. Very impressive. I mean, he's number one for a reason.
He is number one for a reason. You know, the thing that – one of the things I wanted to say that stuck out to me about him was you saw him in his Penn State uniform. He wears number 12 now. He looks a little lean, but then you're like 6'3", 230. He's not. Like, you know,
it's perfect
from seeing him in person that he is he's well put together.
He can hold some more weight, and he can hold it easily, but his movement skills, I think, will stay with him if he would add, because he's tall, he's rangy, he's Cam Brown, a little bit bigger version of Cam Brown, but probably a better football player. What Ross was saying, Cam was more of a conversion. Now he's finally figured it out. But this is like where Cam Brown is now. I think he might be already close to there,
starting there
as like a 17 or 18 year old kid.
All right, that'll do it for the ranking the 2019 class. Well done, Ross. We'll revisit it again next week. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.